song is over. That's the way it goes. No, you gotta wear it slightly to the side. You have to tilt your head.
Crotch.
Phil ate out of his crotch.
Oh, I'm touching Phil's crotch.
Alright.
Oh no.
Look, it's coming again.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh!
Oh, it's coming again!
Yeah! This is a very. What are you doing? Would they be able to hear that? I don't think so.
I don't know.
No.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Telephone podcast over.
Who's it?
It's nobody.
Well, I guess we should wait till the radio stops.
Welcome to Cat and Nothing podcast. Number.
Wait till the
21.
Wait till the radio stops.
20.
Wait till the radio
stops. Put the volume up.
Yeah.
Welcome to Cat and Nothing podcast.
Wait till the
number 21. The day is.
Stopped yet.
April 23rd, 2008. It's 2:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here we are. Chris is lagging behind by a couple of minutes. We're just gonna go ahead and say, "I'm Phil." This is Derek, and that's Chris.
This is Phil. That was Derek.
I'm Chris.
And here's Chris.
And today is a very special podcast.
Very special podcast.
Because it's going to be hosted.
Hosted
by.
Primarily by Chris and Derek.
Woo.
And I'm going to sit back and eat these chips while they talk.
Chips. Chips.
Big news, everybody.
Kind of nothing.
Big news.
Tokyo Game Show.
Kind of nothing at Tokyo Game Show, but even bigger than that.
No, just kind of nothing Tokyo Game Show.
Big news in the Smallville camp.
Smallville.
Michael Rosenbaum's leaving.
Who cares about Smallville?
Kristen Kreuk's leaving. Miles Miller and the other guy are leaving. Season 8.
Is that the black guy?
Who's the black guy?
I don't know. Miles Edward?
Sam Jones? Why is that show still going?
Rashid Mahar.
No. See.
What?
It's going to be over.
It's been over like.
But see,
five
the thing is,
ago.
Those writers, they always said that, like, you'll know when we're out of ideas when he starts flying. How long has he been flying for?
Like, season 2.
Really?
No. Remember? I remember there was one episode when he kind of flew, but they made him fly inside a tornado. So they're like, oh, maybe the tornado propelled him up.
Yeah.
And he had to save Lana in the truck that was at the top of the
when
tornado.
When did he start primarily flying?
I don't know.
That's when they start running out of.
They'll see end the series by having him become Superman. That'll be cool. Good ending. He doesn't even have to put on the suit. Just do the Spider-Man thing where he opens
but
the chest and
he
brings out the suit,
Superman
and then he starts drawing
his
own costumes.
As a person in his world?
What?
Isn't he Superman first, and then he finds out who he is?
Yes.
So they
but they changed it all.
So then why should they end it with him starting off as Superman?
I don't know.
I should end with it saying, this was wrong. None of this is canon.
All fan fiction.
Yeah.
The guy playing Superman should be in the new Justice League movie. He should be in Superman Returns Part 2.
The Fall of Superman.
He should be the new Superman animated.
You said you weren't going to talk.
I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hosted by Chris and Derek.
Hey, Chris.
Shut up, Phil. Shut up.
Sorry, Chris. So I was riding my bike the other day.
And I was buying my $600 PV Rock Band guitars today. Don't let that change your opinion of PV, because PV's great.
Okay.
I have PV amplifier. PV makes the the Valve King and the Triple X.
Valve King?
I had some chips stuck in my throat. Triple X. Arthur has the Triple X amp. Half stack.
Oh, Arthur.
It's awesome. It sounds great. There's like three channels. Clean. Ultra. Quiet, or Phil. Crunch. Super. Whatever you call them.
Shadows of the
Okay.
Here comes Guile's theme song.
Who's Guile?
From Street Fighter.
Oh. Speaking of Street Fighter.
Yeah!
Where'd it go?
I deleted it.
Speaking of Street Fighter, they're making a Chun-Li movie.
Yeah, with Lana.
Yeah, that's why she's leaving Smallville.
Is she Chinese?
To make a crappy movie.
I guess.
No, she's not.
And then...
she's white, super white.
And then they have to bulk up her thighs, so she's her thighs are as big as her head.
What about the...
the bun hair?
Yeah.
Well, that's easy to do.
No, she has to make her hair into buns.
That's probably easy to do.
No, it's not. Stop ruining your computer.
Hmm? It's already ruined.
No, it's still alive. Stop it. Just because your computer is black doesn't mean you should shoot it in the
bottom. Black is black. I want my baby back.
April topic list.
Uh-oh, it's first.
Releases. Subcultured 6? Question mark.
Yay, it came out.
Yay. Yes.
You just didn't see it, anybody.
Oh, you have to click on that special button.
Sorry.
Remember how we always have those hidden links on the like site, around the site? Head. Go look for it there. Go look for it around there.
It's there, if you look hard enough.
You might find little surprises.
Not really. They're all gone. Oh, right. Just kidding. They're still there.
Oh, no, that thing's gonna fall.
Click everywhere.
Oh, cool.
Fresh Brush Max Heavy Duty cleans hard water, lime scale, rust, and more.
Cleans toilets.
Oh, it can clean bathtubs, too.
But mainly for toilets.
Unless you poo in your bathtub.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew. Where's your Kleenex? Didn't come out. Now I have two.
One for later.
One for later.
Why, what's happening later?
Gonna eat more chips.
Oh. I thought something big was happening later.
Gonna eat big chips.
Bum, 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 bum.
So is that it for Subculture 6?
Yep, that's the end.
Alright.
Hidden on site.
Hooray!
Look for Subculture 6.
Hooray!
Alright.
Other releases. None.
What do you mean? Convention photos.
We haven't had... Subculture 6 hasn't been out for like 4 months. When did number... Convention, like since January?
Releases. Like podcast 20.
Podcast 20. Yeah, releases. 20. HD came out a few months ago.
Alright, we can talk about convention photos.
There's that one picture where I think it was one of you guys who said that the guy with the paper bag looks like me.
I never said that.
One of you guys did.
Maybe that was Jude. Maybe that was Jude. But how can you tell? Huh? He's in a paper bag.
Yeah, but he kind of looked like his eyes or something.
I don't know. I just like how he's looking right into the camera.
Like Chris?
No.
Chris does that a lot.
No, the paper, the bag head.
Are you saying I don't look at the camera, Phil?
No. Are you criticizing him?
Yeah. What?
Jeez, Phil. Jeez.
Special guest Jude.
What? Special guest Jude what?
I don't know. Okay. Come on.
Releases. It was Jude's birthday last month.
Jude's birthday.
Last month.
Jude was released.
Into the world.
Into the world.
22 years ago. Phil was like 40.
Yeah. 60. Happy birthday, Jude.
Whose birthday is it this month?
I have a whole bunch of
Danny
birthdays.
Apong.
Danny Apong.
Patrice
my sister,
Charles.
My aunt, my uncle, Robin's birthday.
Who's Robin?
Christopher Robin from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, really? Wow.
Hey, remember? Cool. You know those Canadian heritage things? Have you seen the one with with Winnie the
Winnie
Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want to call him? Winnie the Pooh. Why Pooh?
I don't know.
Just because Pooh. He's Winnie the Pooh. Pooh. That's how he got his name.
That's Canadian heritage.
Some kid just says Winnie the Pooh.
But the bear belonged to a soldier.
It was in the zoo.
But why was a soldier there? Because he gave it away to the zoo because he couldn't take care of it anymore.
Couldn't take care of his bear.
I know
anymore.
More Canadian heritage than Phil does.
No, the best one's the Superman one.
Oh yeah.
Like, open it! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do! Bye! Then she goes away on the train.
Yeah.
So great. Superman's Canadian. Jewish Canadian.
So happy birthday, Christopher Robin, I guess.
And Christopher Reeve,
oh,
Superman.
Robin.
Circling
Robin.
It, bringing it all together.
Not Christopher Robin.
The singer Robin? Huh?
Could you be your mama?
There's a singer Robin?
Yeah, he's blonde
no
hair.
Way.
Hi, Robin's dad.
You know too many Robins.
Hi, Robin's dad.
Oh, yeah.
We said we'd say hello to Robin's dad. Hi, Robin's dad.
I ain't saying hi to nobody.
How are you, Robin's dad? I'm okay. So what's up, Robin's dad? I know you don't like it when we sing, but what can you do? You know? You just go with the flow. Maybe next time you can
go,
sing
go with the flow. Go with the flow. Go with the flow, and it makes me smile all around.
McDonald's?
What? McDonald's. Shamrock
Polyphonic
shake.
Polyphonic spree.
Shamrock shake.
Hello, Robin's dad. How are
what
you?
What do we call him?
Robin's dad. He doesn't have a... I mean...
Dick Grayson.
No, Robin's dad.
Dick Grayson.
Just out of nowhere.
Robin is Dick Grayson. Mr. Grayson.
Hi, Robin's dad.
Boy Wonder, scouting for people, little
you,
kids to put
hello,
on the tights.
Say hi, Robin's
what's
dad?
Good job, Batman.
Dad's name?
Mr. Grayson.
What's his first name?
Mr.
So he's Mr. Grayson.
Get Robin
just like Mario name? Mario and Luigi Mario.
Oh.
Or Wilson Wilson.
Wilson
nice.
Wilson. Wilson Wilson.
Pens aren't that great because you can't really erase stuff.
If you had erasable pens,
yeah,
I don't
but
like
they're
those.
Not as cool.
Yeah.
Melanie stole my red erasable pen.
Yeah, it's true. What?
Melanie stole my red erasable pen.
Why, Melanie?
Melanie gave.
She's like,
Gino
can I borrow it?
Tickets to
I said,
War.
Yeah.
To what?
Raw's War. You know the wrestling thing?
Oh.
To Raw?
Yeah.
Or fake tickets. I don't know.
Raw's War.
Sorry, bro.
Huh?
What?
What?
Yeah. I remember that.
New segment in
WrestleMania 37!
Canada Nothing Sports. So what's going on in the sports? Well, Montreal won against Boston.
Calgary lost.
And George St. Pierre won that title in UFC.
Paul Henderson is getting a street named after him.
You heard that in Subway?
I heard that at Mr. Sub.
Oh, Mr. Sub, I'm sorry. We'll talk about hockey.
Baseball,
and,
soccer.
And Raptors
X-Men.
Are down 2-0
politics.
Now.
Politics. Lost by 1 point.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Raptors, I was watching Chef at Large with Michael Smith. He did a show at the Air Canada Center.
I like Ramsey.
And they showed how they cook for the Raptors.
George
and
Ramsey.
He had lunch with Junkyard
Gordon,
Dog.
Gordon Ramsay.
What's his
Gordon
name?
Ramsey. Yeah, he's cool. He's always nice.
Yeah.
And they always have that like opera music in the background.
Yeah.
And they're just setting up like the place like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- It's always dramatic.
Hell's Kitchen with Daredevil.
I hate that. Why do they always need the angry British guy?
Because he's cool.
Yeah.
Don't you like listen to him yell?
I do. Not really.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're such a beep 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 beep. It's a good show.
Food Network Canada. Food Network Challenge. Making Disney villain cakes. Best episode ever at Disney World.
You missed. What were you trying to hit?
the blanket next to the paper. So I hit it right. The Derek. Usual stuff we like to update hype?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, what are the usual
the things we like to update? The comedy shorts? What are they called?
Oh, the variety
show? Variety show. Oh. We still hype that up.
Variety show is coming.
Yeah, tomorrow. Still. No, well, Friday we're going to film the next skit.
All right.
The next skit?
Yeah, we filmed Eating Things with Derek.
But didn't that get erased?
I still have the, like, a good copy. In high definition.
High definition.
High definition.
High definition.
Knew that was coming.
Hi, Robin's dad. How are you?
And yeah, that's coming. Well, you won't see it for a long time until the full episode's completed.
But yeah, December 2008.
Why don't you sponsor the Can of Nothing, Robin's dad?
Yeah.
They could use some money.
Out of all of us, you have a job. So, oh wait, Chris has a job.
Chris has a job too.
Chris doesn't make enough money to sponsor us.
No, sadly.
And he already paid for our McDonald's.
And I already bought all their shirts in
Thanks,
the book.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm actually using the book. It's cool.
What book? Cool. Oh, yeah.
What book?
I forgot.
The book you bought.
Yeah, look on... Did we... Yeah, we mentioned this last time, so forget it. Yeah, so we're going to film a skit called Intervention on Friday.
Based on the A&E popular series.
Called Intervention. Yes,
definitely.
And who knows after that? Maybe we'll film another skit.
Oh, no, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, Jimbo!
Chris, one time we were watching skateboarding, and this guy, he's like a 15-year-old kid with orange hair, he looks like Carrot Top, and he had a really good run. Every time he did a trick, the announcers were like, and then he wins first place, and they're like,
It was him that was doing that, not the announcers.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I forgot. Oh, when they were announcing the scores.
Yeah, when they're announcing the scores, he was just standing there like, okay.
I forgot. But either way, it was funny.
Yeah.
Phil's face is red with laughter.
Yeah, variety show is still going. I have a song.
The usual stuff we hype. Subculture. Hey, what happened to your ink blur? You're not updating it anymore.
Oh, it's because I have my exam. So I'll start again soon.
But like the last one you had was like in April 8th.
No, it was like 20.
Well, no, you the one on the site where you used to update it every
There's
day.
A new oh, update
I
thing.
To do that image. Oh. Oops.
Well, it says the 17th. That wasn't that long ago. But they just check
that.
The site. That's what I do.
I click
like,
on that.
The actual site.
I click on Cat of Nothing first. I don't know what I click first.
Me too.
That's good. That's what you should do. Too. That's what everybody should do.
Send it as your homepage.
What's your homepage, Phil?
TheForce.net.
Oh, traitor.
Because I need to keep up with my Star Wars news.
What about Can News?
What's this?
I know all the Can News.
I was searching for Phil and I found him on FanHost or something.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
He's like Silver Spoon. He has like 20 stars. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either.
And you say watch Batman.
So when you search Phil, that's the first link.
No, oh, I have to go a couple.
Oh, is there can stuff? Oh, because he doesn't have his name, last name, right? So.
See, I can't use my last name because when I start teaching, then these kids are gonna be like, oh no, I gotta search up the teacher on the internet. Mm-hmm. Just like we searched for Mr. Carroll and we found his old band.
Maybe they'll think it's cool. Like, well, this guy's awesome, he's Batman.
Not all the principal or Mr. Minardi. Look up Mr. Phil. Oh, he's fired. He's annoying people in his Batman costume 20 years ago.
Oh, wait, you said
ago.
His last name.
Did I?
Yeah.
Just now?
No, when you're saying, oh, so you search for...
Oh, did
you
I say his last
name?
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't hear it.
I didn't.
I heard it.
Okay. I almost said it. I don't have a last name.
Who
did
you know Phil's last name? It was Wong. Philip Wong.
Phil Wong.
Speaking of Wong.
What's your middle name,
Hung. Watch
Once Upon a Time. Wong Fei Hung.
What? Watch Once Upon a Time in China. Good movie.
Which one?
The first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
How about the second one?
Aren't there like six of them?
Yeah.
Watch the first one. Then watch the other ones.
Then watch Forbidden Kingdom. The sequel.
Segway.
See the progression of Jet Li's fighting and acting.
But see... He wasn't supposed to do any more martial arts movies.
Yeah.
After that one movie he did. What was it called?
The One?
No.
Hero?
No.
Which one?
Romeo Must Die.
I forget which one.
No.
Kiss of the Dragon?
No. It was a Chinese.
House of Flying Daggers?
He wasn't in that.
Oh.
Fearless!
Oh, yeah, Fearless. Oh,
right. That was supposed to be his last
movie. Oh, yeah.
And he just didn't.
What are you talking about?
Danny.
What?
Yeah.
Danny.
His name is Danny. That was in the trailer.
I don't remember.
He's like an animal. My name is Danny.
What?
Never mind.
Which
favorite Jet Li movie?
Ooh. Once Upon a Time in China.
I haven't seen that still. I've only seen...
It's kind of boring, actually, like, the acting parts.
You're not watching it for the acting. You're
I know, but it's so long. It's over 2 hours with so much acting. Just want to see the fights. Martial arts movies should only be, like, 90 minutes.
Tell that to The Matrix.
That's not a martial arts movie. That's a sci-fi movie.
Tell that to The Matrix.
Tell that to The Matrix.
And tell that to Star Wars.
Star Wars is good. Martial arts.
Wasn't it based on that Japanese thing where they always go into action? They always like seem to end up in like a place where they have to start fighting.
I don't know. Chris, something I've been wondering about Once Upon a Time in China, since you know about all this stuff.
I don't know all about this stuff.
Was it? What language was it filmed in, and did they dub it, redub it in that same language? Because the one I'm watching is in Cantonese, but it's obviously dubbed over because none of the words are syncing up with their lips.
Uh-huh.
I just heard that, well, is that what they did?
Because no,
I just heard that Jet Li only spoke Mandarin, so they had to redub him,
yeah,
at least. But everybody is like dubbed over in Cantonese.
Well, that's what's it called? They did with Jackie Chan when he came to do the American movies.
Yeah.
Whenever it's all the Chinese people, it's always them speaking Chinese, but then they dubbed it over.
Yeah.
And then when he was speaking English, they were just speaking regular English. Oh yeah, Jet Li was speaking Mandarin. They're all speaking Mandarin.
Well, they were. I think. And I also read that they used
Derek's
to film
more Chinese than me.
I don't.
And I was like, I was trying to look it up and see why that was, to see maybe I got like a bootleg copy or something. But then I read that they filmed martial arts movies silently, and that's why all the sound effects are always so heavy. Like all the footsteps are, and when they punch, it's like, whoosh. And really, like you only hear that stuff. You don't hear all the ambient noise, and it doesn't sound like the real world.
Yeah. Well, I always thought that was just low production.
About who? Anyway, Forbidden Kingdom.
I never saw it. Yeah. They didn't call me. They could have called me. They could have called me.
We just go. Whoever replies to the thread,
who
just go.
Me? Nothing to do.
I almost missed the thread too.
I would have gone on my own.
But how was it?
Pretty good. I don't. Okay.
I mean,
I don't know what you know about it.
Depends on what you
but
expect
I hated,
of it, I guess.
The only thing I didn't like was that they hype it up as a Jet Li Jackie Chan movie, but then it's about the white American kid.
Yeah.
And those two are just kind of in the background doing their thing. That's the only thing I didn't like.
It was
like.
Written and directed by white people, so obviously
yeah.
They were like, we need a white man.
And the ending was really stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Super.
Yeah, just, like, we're not going to tell you, but it's like the stupidest ending. It's kind of like the happy fairy tale ending, but at the same time, it's...
You already know what's going to happen. You already know. Oh, Sitao.
Yeah. The way you know it's bad is there's these two gangbusters sitting at the top. When that ending happened, they're like, come on! Oh!
Are you serious?
And then they walk out before the movie ends. Like, right at the end, they walk out. And of course, one guy has a pop collar.
Yes.
Wow.
Great ending. But it had good action. Had really bad acting.
Yep.
Because all the Chinese people were speaking English 90% of the time in China.
Jet Li has such a funny voice.
I know. He was tolerable in his other American movies.
Because he didn't talk much.
Yeah.
Kiss of the Dragon.
But here, because, no, but like, he's trying to be a bit more American in those movies, but here, it's like he's already Chinese trying to force a Chinese accent out of himself. And it sounded like everybody was doing that.
Oh, I changed my mind. Best Jet Li movie, Lethal Weapon 4.
Oh,
he didn't talk much. He was so awesome.
The brawl in the house was the best. Yeah. Have you seen that one that was kind of based on Chinese Connection, Fist of Legend?
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really?
It's like Chinese martial arts school versus the Japanese karate school. And this one of the masters gets killed, so Jet Li goes to the Japanese school and he kills all of them.
See, I used to watch all those martial arts movies, but then I got so tired of it. So that's why I'm starting to watch Steven Chow, famous for
Kung Fu Hustle.
There you go.
And oh, I still have to watch that.
All he does is are like just stupid spoofs of all the movies, and it's just much more.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Let me see that. I'm downloading Ong Bak right now.
That's not even.
I know, Chinese. But
huh? Yeah, Phil.
It's not traitor. Chinese.
I know,
traitor.
Yeah. It's still like a fighting.
Aren't you
movie.
Like half Chinese?
Asian fighting movie.
Where's the Filipino martial arts?
What movies? Filipino martial arts? What Filipino movie?
They're still like Filipinos in the past. They don't have TVs and
oh. They still live in huts and caves.
they raise their own chickens.
Because it's cheaper. Not because they don't have the technology
to raise to buy chickens.
They don't know how to build a fence yet.
No cash register here.
they're not very good at math.
Alright. Other stuff we like to update. Generation Asthma. I said I had one more song to do for my class.
Falling asleep.
I did it, but I decided it's not gonna be. I decided it's not gonna be Generation Asthma song.
What made you make that decision?
I don't know. I just,
this is not up to your standards.
Didn't seem like it fit with the rest.
So it's just the Phil song then.
Yeah.
But all the rest are so eclectic already. It's
I
like
know.
Just a random bunch of songs.
I mean,
doesn't matter.
Little Mermaid.
But look, you have like even less to do with this one than you're getting nowhere.
Oh, that's okay.
Because Derek's part is like one line in the verse, and he's a dog as well.
Oh yeah,
he does a little dog howl.
Oh,
and I'm also at the end. Remember?
Oh yeah.
Misplaced.
So sad.
Never hurts to try.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So you'll never hear that. They'll never hear that song, or you just put it up on the can.
I'll probably just put it as a regular song. It should be up with the podcast, I guess.
Okay.
So, if you're listening to this now, either you've heard it already, or you're planning to listen to it after.
Robin's dad.
You're going to hear us. Every day I wake up to the sound of Mr. T something alarm clock. Okay. A-team alarm clock.
You already forgot your song.
Where are we going to play Rock Band?
Later.
After.
I'm playing now.
Podcast day is also Rock Band day for
us.
Oh,
I didn't tell you. I started playing online. Rock Band, but my internet connection is so bad, so whenever I start playing it, I always get disconnected, and then I could never reconnect.
Yeah.
When you disconnect, the other people still stay, and then they have to die.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's unfortunate.
Can Nothing Recommends, part 2. You guys wanted a warning last time. You're like, oh, this, you just told it now.
What do you mean?
You've had a whole month.
We recommended.
What do you recommend this month? What do you have for our people to check out?
Derek?
Okami!
For the Wii! Okami!
It's a game.
Okami.
Okay, I got that. What is it? Okami. What's it about?
It's about a wolf that can paint.
Yeah.
You should get it.
Is it like Mario?
It's like Zelda.
Is it like an action game?
Yeah. Action adventure.
I like action adventure.
Zelda. I thought you liked fighting games.
Yeah, I like fighting games. I like RPGs. I like puzzle games. I like.
What do you not like?
Point and click.
Sports.
I like NBA
Remember
Jam.
Played, he likes wrestling.
Remember I played that NFL game with Arthur?
Yeah.
And he got so mad at us because we just kept tackling each other. And stuff.
No, we're like tackling nothing.
Nothing.
We're
just
jumping
the
in the air.
And laughing. Arthur's like, come on, guys. Come on. Play for real.
Arthur, really?
Yeah. Us versus Arthur and Jude.
Arthur's a hardcore gamer when he plays, man.
Oh, I remember. Yeah,
when we play
Halo?
Parties.
Oh, yeah,
like, we're just screwing around, killing each other. And Arthur's like, ah. He puts the controller down.
But me, Phil, and Chris are on the same team. It's bad.
It's funny. It's funny because Arthur's like a really quiet guy and you never expect it. Then you start playing video games and he's really into it.
It's funny.
Yeah, you can't put us on a team with Arthur because we'll just keep killing him.
I remember that one time all of us were on the same team except Arthur.
Yeah.
And one person threw a grenade. And we're like, oh no, it's on now. We just kept killing each other in that one area. And Arthur's just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. And it's always like, oh, how high can you make your guy fly with grenades? Boom, boom, boom. So awesome. I remember when we turned up shields and they regenerated all the time.
Yeah.
And then we had dog fights for so long in the air because nobody just dying.
Die.
That's so cool. Halo. Halo. I want to play Halo 3 now.
Do you recommend Halo 3?
No.
Yeah, what do you recommend, Phil?
I recommend the Indian in the Cupboard soundtrack.
Indian in the soundtrack.
The Walt Disney movie one?
Or was it
like a musical one?
I don't know
if it was Disney.
It was the old one from the 90s.
Oh, that wasn't Disney?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well.
Anyway, a lot of people hate the movie, but it has a really good soundtrack.
Does it?
Check it out, yeah.
I have it too. That was like the first time when Phil's hard drive crashed, the first thing he wanted, give me the Indian-covered soundtrack. It's what I need the most.
Yeah, because I forgot to transfer it to my good hard drive. So I lost
your song.
Indian in the Cupboard?
Phil, review the soundtrack of Forbidden Kingdom.
It sounds Chinese.
Alright.
If you like Chinese people, you would like this soundtrack.
Oh, Phil, you know, sometimes when pianists, they play music and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like it when pianists play music, too.
You know when they press on the thing, and sometimes the air comes out so you can hear it?
Air?
Like, when you press down, then like the air just sort of makes it noise.
Okay.
Like,
sure, you're not talking about like a organ?
No, just when you normally press it.
Okay.
And then you can kind of hear it, or you can hear him pressing it.
Okay.
Is that considered a bad thing?
I don't know, I've never really heard that. Maybe there's something wrong with the piano, not the playing.
Oh. I don't know.
I guess air can kind of build up between the keys. I don't know. I'm not really sure what you're talking about. Let's ask Beethoven.
He's dead.
Beethoven? Oh, he can't
it's
hear us either.
Beethoven the dog.
Rub, 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 rub.
We call it Beethoven. Is it Beethoven?
Chris, what do you recommend?
I recommend Persona 3 FES.
What is that?
It's an RPG.
Oh, I like RPGs.
And the reason why I recommend it is because you know how like Square Enix, they always come out with like for like Final Fantasy, there's always Final Fantasy International, and then Kingdom Hearts is like Kingdom Hearts Final Mix, but then they never release it outside of Japan.
Oh, okay.
This is one of those games that was released outside of Japan, so I was just like, credit to Atlus.
Yay.
Good job, Atlus.
Good job. All right, we got through
We actually recommended stuff.
No, we got through something on the topic list normally.
Christmas.
Next thing, recent, well, we talked about
Forbidden. What do you recommend, Robin's dad? Send us an email.
Yeah, send us emails of what you recommend. We'll read it.
No, we won't.
And we'll...
Well, only Robin's dad.
Yeah.
Because he's so wise.
Make sure you say it's Robin's dad, otherwise we'll think it's spam.
Yeah, even if it says, like, you know, something, something, Robin's last name, whatever her last name is. We'll be like, who is that? Has to be Robin's dad. @hotmail.com.
Oh, I got some stories about some messages and emails from fans.
What?
One was an email that the guy just says, hey, your stuff's really cool. I like it, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the next day, he sends another email saying, oh, I'm sorry. Don't read that one on your podcast. I didn't mean for it.
Oh, yeah. Got that.
I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. I wouldn't read that anyways. And then there's two on our YouTube thing that are really extremely stupid. The first one's like, oh, I liked your Pokemon movie. Can you give it to me? I'm like, he said, you gave it to someone else. Can you give it to me? I said, we never gave it to anybody. It's free for download on our website. Here it is, canonnothing.com. He messages me back. He says, I can't find it. I say, it's just, there's an animation section. Just go to it there. I found the file, but I can't find the movie. the file is the movie. And then he just says, oh, okay.
How old are you?
I don't know.
Eight?
And, oh, I can't remember the other one now.
Dr. Payne's age.
Someone wanted to make The Basement.
Yeah, someone wanted to make The Basement.
That was a famous Alex movie?
The famous Alex script.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you get my email back about that?
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't email them back.
Oh.
Forget it.
Oops.
Oh. Oh yeah, another one was, again, asking us, oh, how do you make those stick movies? Stick line movies.
Oh. There's this one guy on YouTube who's called Trashimation, and he made this YouTube poop of Pombrio. But it's not even a poop. It's just basically whenever Derek makes a noise, he just repeats it over and over. So when you start going poo for like apple part,
yeah,
he goes, hey! It just goes, hey! And then he goes like upside down. He's like, I'm like, one star.
Give a thumbs down to all the comments.
No, there was one that just, there was only one comment that said WTF.
I agree. I like some of the comments for some of our movies where they're like, wow, this is so incredibly stupid and a waste of my time. Great stuff, guys! You crazy fans. Telephone! It's a telephone!
Oh, I missed that line.
We'll get back to that. Telephone. What's next on our topic list? Telephone. Any other recent movies or shows before we move on? Chris, seen anything cool?
I saw Phil spinning.
Oh. Okay. I watched Canon Nothing movies yesterday.
All of them?
No, some. I watched Amazing Guys 4, 5, whatever that was. 4.
Was there a 5?
Depending on the ball.
I don't think there was a
5. You know what, Phil? Stop blaming Derek for not releasing Subculture. You better release something.
Oh, I have something.
It's not just Derek. It's not just Derek. It's YouTube.
I have something. But it's not... My stuff just takes a long time. And it's like... It's not supposed to be done
whatever
right now.
Whatever happened to that Elephant Rat movie?
Oh, yeah. I'm relying on Derek. No, I started writing... I think I told Chris about this before. I'm starting... Like, it's sort of like a trailer thing. A fake trailer. There's not going to be a full movie, and it's about Tetris. That's all you got to know. All
right.
I don't know if you remember, Chris. I probably told you when we came to Derek's one time waiting outside.
I remember you said you wanted to do fake trailers, but nothing about
Yeah. Tetris. Anyway, I wrote, like, why all
we
of it yesterday.
Why
so
we tag? You asked the stupid question asking why do people make trailers if there's not going to be a movie. For this reason alone, there you go.
Yay.
Did you watch Grindhouse? No, you're too young to watch it, aren't you?
What about that assassin thing?
Oh, yeah, that. That's another one. I started writing a bit. I told Derek about it. It's tentatively titled The Mercenary.
Is it A Beast of Man 2?
No.
Is it the sequel I've been waiting for?
It's not... Okay, the thing is, it's not supposed
what
to be...
What do you think? What?
Maybe I should use this to cut you up.
What? I don't want to get AIDS or anything.
To download it.
You don't have it?
Well, not on this hard drive. No.
Anyway, the one called The Mercenary, it's basically like three short stories that'll be sort of connected, and it's just three jobs this mercenary goes on, really.
And it's not going to be funny?
It's not supposed to be funny, but...
So it's A Beast of Man.
No. It's supposed to be like unintentionally funny, because all the acting is going to be over the top dramatic. Like, why do you kill people?
What?
It's all I know. It's all I can live for.
What?
What? It's all I know. It's all I can live for.
I said.
Oh, I saw The Silence of the Lambs on Sunday. That's a really good movie.
On Peachtree TV?
Yeah. That was good.
Don't they edit it like to the
Hello,
extreme?
Clarice. Yeah, it's probably edited pretty bad, but it's still good. Good movie. I don't understand why Anthony Hopkins wins a Best Male Actor Oscar for that role. And he's in the movie for like 15 minutes.
Maybe the they edited out like an hour ago.
No, like I was reading on Wikipedia that he's in the movie for like 15 minutes, but he still won the Oscar for Best Leading Role.
I don't know.
Even though the movie isn't about him.
Well, then who would be the leading role if it wasn't him?
Maybe all the other
someone
movies.
Else who had more screen time.
Was there someone more important than him?
The actual villain guy, Buffalo Bill.
Nobody remembers.
Who played that?
I don't know. But he had a nipple ring.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland.
The gun is on top of the phone. I'm watching you. Call
Skywalker.
Whatever your name is. It is as I have foreseen. You would walk into this phone booth. Yeah.
Box on.
Take remember the movie Phone Booth?
Yeah.
I hated that movie.
It's awesome. Keith Sutherland. Best acting yet. Oh, Kiefer. Is it Kiefer?
Yeah.
Kiefer. 24.
Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland's better.
I never seen anything with him. Wait, was he in Spartacus?
He was in The Simpsons.
Okay. Good enough for me.
That's why he's better. Oh, Kiefer Sutherland was in The Simpsons, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Your baby is stupid.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. Now I remember. What happened?
What's next?
Next on top of the list.
Recent movies, shows. Oh, was that what we just did?
I guess.
Yeah. I watched Fargo. Fargo was good.
Oh. Which is that? The football guy?
No, that's the kidnapping one with Steve Buscemi and
William H. Macy.
William H. Macy.
Oh, that one.
I like that movie.
Why is Steve Buscemi in a movie like that? Oh. Steve Buscemi's a funny guy.
Oh, it's good when he's like just weird.
Hey, I'm Steve Buscemi. I look like Gollum.
Free for all, open forum. Everybody say whatever you want at the same time. Crazy fun, yo.
Did Derek take a bath? Sometimes yes. Derek doesn't take a bath.
I took a bath.
I never ask him on the podcast because I always forget.
What?
Sometimes he doesn't take a bath. I always ask him, do you take a bath? He's like, oh, I just woke up. I'm like, you should take a bath.
Derek doesn't even have a bath tub.
Shower.
Derek has one of those stupid showers.
Stupid showers.
Bathtub shower is the best.
Why?
Because you can alternate in the middle of a shower.
In the middle of the shower.
It's like, oh, I'm tired of standing. I'm going to sit in the shower.
Oh, no, I'm almost drowning. I'm going to stand up.
But then eventually the water will just like overflow because the shower is continually spraying water.
I don't know. Who takes baths anymore?
Women.
Oh, but I mean, we're not women.
Chandler in that episode of Friends, when everybody was in the washroom talking while he was taking a bath. And he's like, oh, excuse me.
That's a good Chandler impression.
That reminds me of that forum topic when Derek was talking about how he had to be all the Friends characters.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. That was totally random.
Turn on the fan? I wonder if this battery still works. Oh, it's dead.
Oh.
You can turn it on, Chris.
How do I turn it on?
I'm Phoebe.
I'm Rachel. And Chris is Monica.
Yeah! I know!
That's pretty good.
That is good. Oh no, my papers!
Whoops. Put IG-88 on top of them.
IG-88's not heavy enough.
He will be. See?
Yeah!
Derek, he's a robot. He's really heavy.
It's true.
It's just amazing that Chris can lift him.
I know!
I don't know what Phoebe says.
Phoebe doesn't have a catchphrase.
Smelly cat. It's not your fault. Smelly.
Derek is my twin sister. Video.
What does Rachel say?
Ross.
I don't know.
Ross. She doesn't say anything.
Rachel's stupid.
That's why.
She ruined her storyline. Ruined the final episode of Friends.
I got off the plane. Yeah, those last five episodes, all she was like high pitched.
Yeah. I know.
That's our Rachel impression. How high can you go? What's the highest pitch you can go?
Yeah, Chris goes really high.
Between you and Chris.
I can't do it.
This isn't good for Justin. Sorry, Justin.
I think the volume's down.
Sorry, Justin.
I remember during recess in elementary school, me and Mark Soros used to have like screaming competitions. He'd just come up to me and go like, ah! And then I go, ah! And he'd go, ah!
Anger, probably.
Yeah.
Mark Soros or Mark Pike?
Mark Soros.
Cool. What happened to Mark Soros?
Still at Blockbuster.
New segment, yeah, Blockbuster. Whatever happened to
Mark Soros.
That's like that show on TV Tropolis.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Mark Soros?
Still at Blockbuster. I think he still has my Dragon Ball Z tapes. Because I can't find the ones when Goku fights Vegeta.
Oh.
You still have my X-Men, don't you?
I don't know. I might. Not like you wanted them back. I offered them to you before. You're like, yeah. Nay. Just download those higher quality, even though they're taped off TV.
But they come with comic books.
They do?
Well, the outside is like...
Oh yeah, it's just like two panels of a comic. Awesome. Oh no, here comes Magneto.
I am Magneto. Master of Magnetism.
Are you going to watch the Magneto movie?
Yeah, of course.
Are you going to watch the Wolverine movie?
Yeah, of course.
Are you going to watch the Iron Man movie?
Yeah, of course. Oh, Iron Man next week?
No.
May 9th, 2 weeks. May 9th?
How about Narnia? When's Narnia?
16th. Yeah, there's a lot of movies this year.
I'm Batman. Happy.
Batman.
Dude, can you believe it that what's it called is already out? Cloverfield?
Oh, yeah.
DVD, like, yeah.
Oh, and there's new declassified footage.
Like, what, like 2 months after it was released, it's already on DVD?
4 months. Out December. Or January.
I thought it was January.
Early January 18th.
Huh? That was fast.
Oh, yeah, Sweeney Todd.
What's up with all these
stuff? Yeah, movies come out. They used to come out after 6 months. Now it's like 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
So they and, get more sales.
Yeah, Golden Compass came out this month. It just came out in December. Not sure what else. Did you hear about Batman? That they screened it in front of a test audience, and people are saying that some of the Joker scenes are too intense because Heath Ledger's death was too soon, too recent. So like, oh, they might cut it down now because they might tone those scenes down a little
bit. The whole reason we're watching is to see Joker.
I know, and people are saying it's stupid because they're just basing it off of Heath Ledger's recent death. If he hadn't died, they might say, oh man, this is so dark, so awesome. They're like, oh, no, you can't watch the dead man on TV being evil.
I don't know.
Was that that guy from Subculture?
Oh, yeah.
What?
That guy. Tubo?
Tubo.
Tubo.
Oh, yeah.
Good work, Tubo.
Free for all open form. What is this?
I don't know. I just wrote it. What? How long have we been going? Our podcasts are terrible now.
46 minutes.
What's going on?
When are we going to play Rock Band?
Soon.
I guess you call it. I'm not sure of the lyric.
I feel like this. I can't.
Did you hear they're starting to release full albums now?
Yeah. Judas Priest.
Yeah. I don't really like them that much. Me neither.
Whatever, full album.
Well, they're also doing
the Cars or something?
The Cars and
Pixies.
They said
that the Boston Pack was only missing one song from their entire album.
Yeah, it was like six songs off of 7 albums.
It's more than a feeling.
Boston.
Hey, I got something from the Thrash Pack by accident.
What is it?
Remember I was telling you that there was some kind of bug? All these
but
things,
you deleted it
all these things were
it.
Showing up as sorry. All these things are showing up as purchased in the store for me. It's like I didn't get this stuff. So then I clicked on one and then somehow I ended up buying a Thrash Pack song. It has all these screamy vocals, so you have to try it, Phil.
Oh, I have to try vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Who are they by?
I forget.
Linkin Park?
It's called DOA.
Dead or Alive?
I think I heard it.
I don't think it's like that. I forget who the band is.
I'm a cowboy! A steel horse I'll ride! I'm wanted! Dead or alive!
We should do another performance podcast one day.
Video podcast.
To show how much we've improved.
some other time. We should do an on-location video podcast. Oh, you guys should come with me to the,
So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late.
I wanted to delete the Grateful Dead pack, but I couldn't. You have to delete them all.
And yeah, delete them all.
What you, no, I mean, like, every single thing you've downloaded.
Wow.
Why?
Sucks.
And then you have to re-download what you want.
Why?
Why don't you want the Grateful Dead in?
I don't want all of them. I don't even like all of them. At first, I was like, hey, some of this stuff is kind of funny. And then after playing a few times, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Except for China Cat Sunflower. The greatest song.
Stupid Jerry Garcia. Go die again, Jerry Garcia.
Oh, that's cruel.
We should make a movie of it.
They named that ice cream after him.
Who cares?
That's not but the ice cream's really good.
Who cares? I bet it has drugs in it, that's why.
Jerry Garcia. Ben and Jerry's.
It's good. Have it?
No.
Oh.
And it's good.
Oh, wow. Why does Ben and Jerry's like name all this ice cream after people?
Because they can.
Stupid.
Milli Vanilla. Milli Vanilla.
Super Kid's the best ice cream.
I want to try that Stephen Colbert one.
I want some ice cream now.
I have ice cream.
What kind?
Green.
What?
What kind is it?
Green?
No, it's vanilla.
But it looks green.
It's not green. I had green tea vanilla? Ice cream a while ago, but
now it's ah, good. Gross.
It's good. Nah. I have vanilla.
Email us your favorite kind of ice cream.
Or, yeah, Robin's dad.
Hi, kids.
Or your favorite color.
Your favorite ice cream flavor.
And we won't read it because it's not...
Yeah, because we don't care. We really,
email us anyway.
Really don't care about what all of you think.
Don't you find it funny that just when you take down the shirts, that's when they all want the shirts?
I know. What's up with that?
Oh, guys.
Wait, I was going to buy one. Oh. Now it's not there.
Yeah.
Chris is wearing his leggy shirt.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that was a good one, Chris. So
the top sweater. There it is.
Awesome. Looks good.
It's not just for women anymore.
I know.
It looks all the women good. Everywhere. Throw your hands up in the air for the women everywhere. Put it on the shirts.
The only other person that bought a leggy was that girl that's
two,
not here.
Two people bought a leggy.
Oh, really?
One, we don't even know who she is, but she bought one.
Really?
And that's a true fan. Don't reveal yourself. Just
Lord
buy
of the Rings
stuff.
Lady bought the other one. But she bought the old version.
Lord of the Rings Lady,
the
dead now.
Where the design original is this version. Big. This one is this big.
This big.
I wanted to make it bigger.
This big. See, that's why we need video podcast.
No, we don't.
Say that every time.
Oh, yeah, you missed my famous...
Yeah.
What I just did.
Alright, next time, if we don't do a full video podcast, just bring the HD camera, we'll film a bit, just like the other ones.
You're about to work.
It's
kind of
cool.
You're sitting, like, right in front of the fan.
It's hot, it's kind of cool.
It's hot over here.
I know.
Hot.
Because of your hard drive.
What?
Radiating heat.
My hard drive gets hot, but it's contained. Aluminum.
Aluminum.
Sucks up the heat.
So anyway.
Gangster. I'm a gangster.
I'm a gangster.
What?
Me and Cisco are members of the gangster crew. Have you heard that song?
No.
I'm a gangster by a...
Who?
It's like it was something from Newgrounds. It's like it's some white guy. It's like I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster. Me and Cisco, members of the gangster crew.
Sounds pretty bad.
It's supposedly bad. It's funny like that.
Is Newgrounds still popular?
I'd say so. I saw something on Newgrounds. It was this Super Mario Brothers Z.
Can of Nothing still popular?
I haven't been there since like grade 8.
Back when they had all those stupid, like, adult-oriented games.
They still do.
Yeah. Like, shoot the half-naked women. Pow, 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 their heads explode. Great.
Skip emails.
Skip emails. Talk about serious issues.
George Clooney.
Like the war in Iraq. The U.S. presidential election.
Okay, when's it gonna be over? I'm tired of, like, Hillary
on... You know what's funny about this election? The way the media handles it? It's like... The election is between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, even though they're like part of the same party. And nobody remembers John McCain.
Because he's not going to get in. No one cares about them anymore.
Every time they say John McCain, I think of those McCain French fries.
Me too! McCain curly fries.
Yeah.
I think of ice cream. That's great. Did you see the thing? Oh, I don't know. Oh, you guys don't watch wrestling. They had all three of them were talking.
Oh, I saw like I saw a thing when they had Hillary versus Obama fighting
but that was
in wrestling
It was just costumes
but they they had actual people like Clinton, Obama, they all actually talked and they're all like wrestling this I'm a Hulk fan, I'm a Rock fan. and then John McCain was like, you know, they don't smell what we're cooking in Iraq, so that's why we're gonna stay and lay the smackdown everywhere on Iraq.
That's pretty bad.
Like, no.
Why do they make stupid appearances like that?
Oh, I don't mind them making appearances. Just don't make wrestling...
Wrestling... No, like, whatever. They don't need to...
Well, yeah, they have to address the audience. Like, you know, it's you're actually on the show.
They have to get the teen audience.
The wrestling audience.
The wrestling audience.
You know, half of them can't read, so...
I know! How are they gonna know who they're voting for?
Which one was the one that said this one?
We're all damn pictures!
Let's talk about Iraq. I like that one.
Okay. That's 5 for Jimmy. 3 for Steve. And then 1 for me. Alright, that's all of Texas. Sorry, Texas.
Hey man, I have relatives in Texas.
I don't, so
I'm just kidding. I mean, I do, but I don't care.
Make fun of the Texans.
Are their names Steve and Jim?
No. Zekiary. From Texas. Forgot to send another Zekiary email.
You mean you forgot to wait for Zekiary to send it himself?
Are we going to read our one email?
Yeah, should we?
One email.
Yeah, we should.
One email.
All right, thanks. Oh, I have the email here.
I should care too.
Oh, okay, you get it. You made me write it down.
One email.
No, I didn't. You wrote it down yourself.
Because I always bring it.
Well, if you want to be able to read it.
One email.
All right. See, we're not even doing the song.
Ow!
One email. Thanks to Strider this month.
Email.
You sent us that song last time. Now you sent us the old email. Wow, you're our new best. Favorite fan. Just kidding.
new topic. Who's your favorite person on the forum? I say Derek.
Oh, thanks.
Phil can't choose. Cameron. Final like Chaos.
Almost never there.
He's still there.
My favorite is Chris. Whore.
Oh yeah, Whore came back.
For like one post.
Brian Mulrooney.
We picked
all the fake people. Oh wait, they're not fake. They're real.
Miyamoto, what happened to Shigeru
Miyamoto? Miyamoto. Gene.
We had like five fake
Can is my favorite.
I mean real people. Who are awesome.
Chris, who's your favorite? Oh yeah, Derek. Derek, who's your... Oh yeah, Whore. Okay.
And then you guys said Whore was banned. Whore was never banned.
Whore came back.
Whore just...
We unbanned Whore because he said, I'll be good.
What do you mean? Whore was never banned.
Whore's a woman.
Oh.
I thought it was...
Okay.
Okay.
It depends on the day.
Can't tell online.
Whore's awesome. You guys should have been there in the beginning when Whore was like, awesome.
Wait, yeah, most of these people, Whore's before there. Their time.
No, well, I'm talking to the
fans.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Strider.
The forum was so much better before all these people came in.
You know what's funny?
That's not
what's
nice.
Really funny? Before, what's it called? Before,
what?
In the beginning, it was you,
me, Phil,
Jude,
and
Derek,
Alex. And Eric.
And that was like the whole forum.
Now it's you, Phil.
No, remember, we also had Damien and
Arthur.
Oh,
they're not there. Look, I mean, talking about the regulars. Now it's you.
No, Damien and Arthur were there a lot before.
Now it's you, Phil, Strider, Dr. Payne.
Wily Tank.
And Paranoid Freak, basically.
Wily Tank.
What? Dr. Payne and Wily Tank.
Wily Tank, you like that stupid Judas Priest cover of Johnny
I'm
Be
Judas
Good.
Judas Priest!
That was, so Judas bad. Priest. That was such a
I'm
bad
Judas
cover.
Priest.
It didn't sound like Johnny Be Good. This is Johnny Be Good. That's better than Judas Priest, the one I just did.
But yeah, and see, now it's just... It's like, you know,
but here's a good
people,
Judas Priest song. Let the rebel lightning in the dark. Let the rebel.
It feels like we have more activity than we used to.
Well, there's more.
Let the rebel.
We post topics. More, I guess.
But I mean, the
without burning heart.
Same amount as before.
It's true. Well, we have more people who come every now and then.
Like that penis enlarger person?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You don't remember that? The Viagra thing?
When we were getting spammed?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Good thing Derek took care of those bots.
Yep.
Genocide!
Oh, no, the phone is ringing.
Hermaphrodite!
Nobody.
Hermaphrodite genocide!
You want to answer this?
Who is it?
It's a telemarketer.
Okay.
Say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, may I please speak to Walter Choi?
Walter Choi?
Yep.
One sec.
Thank you.
Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, he's not here right now.
Okay, thank you.
Alright, sorry about that.
That's okay, right, bye.
Bye.
Yay! That wasn't that great.
But totally worth it.
Where's the payoff?
That was the punchline. I'm sorry, he's not here.
That's okay.
I wasn't gonna say anything mean. I wasn't gonna say, where's the Batmobile?
I'm not comfortable doing that stuff anymore.
We're talking about the Batmobile?
I can't do that. I just hang up on those people right away.
You should get caller ID.
No, too expensive.
Don't answer it in the first place.
No, too
expensive. Instead of picking it up every time, saying bye.
But then I have to check if it's someone I know.
Yeah, because, like, my mom, she always calls with, like, unknown. So I don't know if it's her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, like, I remember one time me and Eric tried to call you with my mom's cell phone. And because the number wasn't, like, registered with your phone, we had to put it in and stuff. That's too much.
What about your cell phone? Is it the same? If it's not registered, then you have to go through all that.
If it's not registered, you don't have to do that. I don't know why that happened.
I don't know. We had to, like, put in the phone number that was calling from.
That's weird.
So that it would get through.
It's not supposed to be like that.
Awesome.
Maybe it's just because...
Cell phone.
Or cell phone.
That's why cell phones are bad. Cell phone haters anonymous coming back.
Coming back.
It's in the dead script section right now. So everybody knows what it's about. All they know how bad it is.
Coming back this year.
Really?
They're all going to be made.
Some Christmas?
Every single one. Oh, right, except for that. Oh, and Dr. Payne's version.
Tetris trailer. The Game of Champs. That's what the fake movie's called. The Game of Champs.
Are you going to have the power glove?
I should. Do any of you have a Tetris cartridge? Like,
nope.
Tetris DL. Okay, I got to buy one then. Cool. I want one anyways. Because when I go to Europe, I need to play my Tetris.
What? Phil's going to Europe?
Yep. I told you last month.
You didn't tell them.
Oh, I'm going to Europe next month, 26th.
Why?
Just family
trip. Are you going to find yourself?
Yeah.
Are you going to film something there?
Yeah. What? HD.
Film a greeting there. And then we'll post it.
Film a what?
Be like, oh, this is Phil in Europe.
Oh.
And stuff like that.
This is my own podcast.
Here I am in Italy. Here are my two Italian girlfriends staying here in Italy forever. Gonna eat pasta the rest of my life. Off their stomachs. Email started.
Number one. What is your favorite quote? This is from Strider.
Hello, Strider.
What is your favorite quote?
Strider D.
From the Trashimation movies.
What's your favorite quote from the Trashimation
movies?
No,
Charlie, that's not a... I forgot what
it is. Stereotype?
It's a conquest.
It's a conquest.
I don't know. I keep thinking those Charlie.
No, Charlie.
It's a goddamn mob arms race from that Fallout Boy song.
I like I don't know what I like.
I like.
I like that. I don't know if that's my favorite. That's pretty.
I don't know. There's too many that I like.
Yeah, too many.
Oh, I like. I like, oh jeez, I can't remember now.
Oh jeez,
No nurse joy.
Awesome.
Okay, Derek.
That's mine too.
No, you gotta have something different. Gay. Okay.
Okay. they don't even say it.
Who cares? It's in the movie.
Okay. Number two.
What
Trashimation movie was the most fun to make?
Pokemon 2.
Really? I thought you hated making it.
Pokemon 2.
None of them are fun to make.
Yeah, I haven't. Other than Pokemon 2, I haven't really made any, and that one was really
tedious.
You're
gonna do that Thoughts Without Words.
Thoughts what? Without Words.
I mean,
Trashimation.
The hippo and the
just
rat.
Words.
Thoughts with just words, there.
Have you ended? I'm not your sister. Are you?
They should have that in Rock Band. I would download it.
Thoughts without words.
Yeah, then you and me have to do the headbanging thing and get really break our backs doing that.
Sweet. Oh man, that hurts so much.
I know.
Number three, is Jesus a black man or is he really just some guy named Dennis?
Hey,
can't
let me tell you something.
Can't he be a black Dennis?
Jesus.
I know.
Yeah. What are you saying, Phil?
It's a black man.
Oh. There's the answer.
Black man named Dennis.
From Strider.
Thanks, Strider. And at the end he says, all you need is love. Ba-ba-da-da-do.
All you need is love.
Ba-ba-da-da-do. All you need is love. No, 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 no.
You need.
Cool.
Yay. So that's the emails. Shortest email segment ever, except since the first one?
Yeah. The first one didn't have any.
Which is the first
one? Well,
is
that official if it doesn't have any?
Number 8?
Oh, you mean since we started doing emails?
Yeah.
When did...
Wasn't it number 7?
Why did we start? What did we do for that one? Anyways, what kind of emails did we get?
I remember that my girlfriend Lobby sent in that email. Oh, right.
I played Smash Bros. Online with her. I did this.
How could you?
No, I had this.
played Smash Bros. With her.
I had this awesome kill.
Why didn't you tell us? Awesome kill.
She was. Okay.
What did you do, my Lobby?
I was Sonic. I was Sonic on one end of the screen. She was Wario. Said sudden death. She went on the motorcycle, started coming towards me. I turned to the ball, right as she went underneath. Awesome.
Underneath?
As Wario drove underneath Sonic, he turned into a ball and smashed down.
Yeah.
Wario.
Yeah, she asked that awesome question where you were being so stubborn.
Oh, yeah, the lawnmower? I mean, the drill hands?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I had drill hands.
That was good. That was before Chris.
Yeah.
But she
wasn't there to answer that.
Sitting I was straight. There. I was there. I was like, what? Phil, you're so stupid.
You guys are wrong.
No, you're wrong. You were wrong after. Pong. Officially in the podcast.
I'm going to delete that podcast. Anyway. Anything upcoming?
Subculture 6 is coming. No, it's not.
Hey, really, what's going on with Subculture 6?
I'm gonna put it away. I'm going down to crap with it.
So no more Subculture? End of season 1 of Subculture!
Again! Season 2 never began.
Can I see what you've done, though?
I haven't done anything.
What? I thought you animated some.
Well, like, not much.
After the podcast preview for me and Chris...
When are you gonna play Rock Band?
Let's end the podcast now with a song.
Everywhere you are, everywhere.
It's so hard, it's so hard.
There's somebody who needs you. Everywhere you are, everywhere.
It's a place. Somebody loving you. We're lost out there, and you're all alone. Dad, I've been waiting to carry you home. Everywhere you are. Doopa doopa, a choo choo ba ba ba.
Objection!
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 Hold it! Hold it! Hold it!
Hold it!